Hey guys, we're back with another episode of Majority Rules. We're gonna get really weird today with one of the guests that we have on today. Everybody knows me and Pasquale. And who's our third guest? Can you say hello?
Hey everybody.
And your name is?
Jessica.
Okay. No, I know we talked. we talked earlier before we were recording, and she didn't know if she wanted to publicly say her name or give.
Like, I don't know if I want my whole government out there.
Or not. Right, right.
You know, we don't need lists.
She's like, oh, what should you call me? I was like, whatever the fuck.
No,
you
I didn't say that. I said, just don't say my last name.
No, I wouldn't. But
no, we don't give last names.
I call you whatever you
want. No, because also truthfully, like, this is gonna go public, and also because of my job, I don't want my face out there.
Yeah,
well, your face will be out there, just not your government.
The inmates have access to Apple Music.
They all get out of jail. You do realize that, right?
Yeah, so that's another reason why we really don't give last names, and then people start looking you up, and it gets creepy.
But maybe,
you know?
So, so we made a weird comment. You want to tell everybody what you do?
I work at Rikers Island.
And what do you do there?
I am pretty much facilitating them into coming back into the community.
You're a rehabilitation lady.
Re-entry specialist is my title.
Okay. Fancy words.
Thank you. And that's pretty much it. I go there. I help them get their stuff together before they get out, if they're getting out, because a lot of the guys that I work with actually are not getting out anytime soon.
Lifers.
It's not lifers. They're going to be in there for a while.
They're doing heavy time.
Yeah, you know, a bunch of
shit.
Interesting folk.
Shit is real out there.
All right. So she's been listening to us for a long time, like since the beginning or whatever. And she's been telling me that she wanted to come on because some of the stuff that we get into, she finds interesting because she's a little opposite than us in certain aspects of how we live. So I was like, yeah, sure. She could come on whenever you want. So here she is.
There was one specific topic. I don't remember what you guys were talking about. But I was like, oh, my God. Pasquale was saying everything wrong. Like, it was like, yeah, that show. And Pasquale's naming something else. And I'm screaming at my phone, like, whatever the show was. I don't know. It was with the Hasidic Jewish people. It was unorthodox. And you kept saying something else.
I don't even watch it. That was all this kid.
I don't remember. But I was just sitting here like, this is crazy.
Maybe I was wrong.
So she was watching and she was yelling at the TV about, no, you don't know what you're talking about. Da, 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 da. And I was like, all right, you could come on because there's like quite a few things about your story that I find interesting. And I think a lot of other people will find interesting. And some of your story that we're going to get into later should give some other people out there some hope when they're in awkward scenarios. But the one thing I found super interesting was that you're not on any social media anymore.
Nope.
Not a single thing.
Haven't been on social media. Okay, so it started with Facebook. Everybody had Facebook.
Right.
But I haven't been on Facebook.
In how long?
Like over 10 years.
Since high school?
No. College.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. 10 years. 10 years is not high school.
Yeah,
not over 10 years. It's actually less than... It's about 10 years, like, coming up, actually.
So... Is there a reason you just didn't want it no more?
So it was like going through my feed. I'm so over, because that was also like the phase when people were, I mean, I'm sure this also still happens, like people posting their food and people posting their every fucking move. And I'm like, I don't care that you walk from one corner to the other. I personally don't give a shit.
You know what? Funny about that? I posted my food today.
Today.
That's annoying. It's annoying.
I posted on my story. Don't look at my story then.
I can't, so thank God.
So you got rid of
Facebook? No, but it's just,
Instagram.
And then I had Instagram.
You never had it?
No, I had Instagram.
Oh. No, I had it. We were friends once upon a time.
Wow, we were friends on Instagram. And not only that, but it was just like, I don't know. When we get into the other topics, like I was going through a lot mentally. And literally, the FBI agent in me became a little too extreme. And it was kind of like a life-consuming type thing. of constantly scrolling. Like if my friend was talking to someone or my friend knew something about somebody, I would be on that person's like sister's brother's cousin's dog's fan page.
And then you wind up, you do the back thing and you're like on 16 pages until you get
and
back.
And I have no idea how I got there.
I feel like it's a girl thing. Definitely a female creeps of all creeps. I'm not calling you one.
Oh, no, I was a creep.
All right, so as long as you said it's fine.
I used to wear that badge proud. My friends actually used to call me FBI in my last name because literally that is how I would find out everything.
You got rid of Snapchat too?
I got rid of Snapchat.
Damn, because I remember when we first started, I had to individually send you Snapchats when we had new episodes because I was like, damn, she got rid of everything else. I don't know how to tell her we got new shit out.
Yeah.
And that's gone too.
You should have sent her a letter in the mail.
I mean, I might as well. I have
go straight old school.
That'd be impressive.
Dear Jess, new episode is out. Your friend Sean.
I put the original audios on SD cards here.
Yeah.
No, but I would just find myself, and like sometimes I'll be with my friends and we're all sitting there and we're talking. And you see them all mindlessly scrolling through.
Yeah, just scrolling.
Right.
And well, we're not even looking at it.
I catch myself doing that at work. Like I scroll through the same pages, through the same pictures over and over and over. I went dark for a little bit. I deleted Instagram. I deleted Snapchat. Honestly, I did it for like a month and a half. It was actually like really good for you.
I feel like
everyone should take a break once in a while from it. Either delete it completely, deactivate it. It's good for you, bro. It's like a cleanse.
Right.
When I first got off Instagram, I don't remember what rapper said it, but it was like that song, Instagram is a liar. And I would always joke around and be like, that's why I'm not on Instagram anymore, because everybody's Instagram is a liar.
100%.
It is. Try to act like their life is a lot more interesting than it actually is through very minor pictures. Like, look at my food at this fancy restaurant, even though I'm not paying this bill.
But not even that. It gives you more of a reason to text your friends. Like, yo, what are you doing? Because I don't see shit anymore. You know what I mean? Like, what have you been up to? What are you doing tonight? You go on Instagram, someone's posting their fucking picture at 2 o'clock in the afternoon at a bar. You know they're out in Jersey or...
I like to think that my friends and I are a different type of breed. And I say this because I always know what my friends are doing.
Yeah, well...
We all talk all the time.
I can tell you what my friends are doing. Nothing.
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 Oh, no, my friends are very busy.
No, my friends are not. They're busy changing diapers and...
Yeah, like, I was just going to say, we have... Our friends right now, everyone's married and having babies, so
we're like the last of the Mohegans doing stuff that's like extracurricular.
Well, I'm the last one. You haven't done a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't done anything lately, but I mean, I'm in that boat when things go back.
100%.
But so how long have you been off of all platforms?
In September, it's gonna be a year off Instagram.
Holy shit! And you have no motivation to ever go back?
Zero.
Really?
You know, I'm not gonna lie. When I'm with certain people, I do look on Instagram, but I only look at specific pages, like my friends, because I know that they all still post pictures of like us out, and I'm like, oh god, I hope they didn't pick the picture where I look like 5,000 pounds.
Oh yeah,
like that's the only reason why I look.
I hope they get my angles.
Yeah.
You know what's so crazy? We live in a day and age right now where we're having this conversation about you deleting Instagram.
Yeah. Like it's a thing.
You know?
Sick. It's a big thing.
No, I am literally, I am a unicorn in some people's world. Like I am.
Yeah.
They can't believe it. They find it fascinating.
Some people will hear this and go, how?
I actually volunteer for a campaign. And one of the stuff, I'm not going to say what campaign because I don't want to get into that type of talk, but I volunteer for a campaign.
What, like a political campaign?
Yeah. And
no shit.
I know. And the girl was like, oh, you know, we're going to be doing virtual door knocking. And I'm like, I don't know what that is. She's like, you go on your Instagram or your Facebook. I'm like, I said, okay, that sounds really great. Except for I don't have any form of social media.
So But you go on and do what?
Like, you just promote the person that we're campaigning. Like, talk to them about it. Like,
well, it's like one of those people that rings your bell, but it's right. digital. Yeah. That's gonna say
correct.
Oh, let me tell you why you need to vote for so and so.
Right. It's like the new millennium way of door knocking.
Right.
But
sick. You do it right from your bed.
She thought that I was like, she sent the gift like of like, really? You know? And I'm like, yes, I don't. Sorry. I have to sit this one out. But
wow, it's pretty crazy.
It is.
So it's gonna be a year, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know if I could go like 2 weeks if I went dark on social media.
See, that's the problem. I don't even
think I could. I mean, I have like downtime at work and I'm just like buried in my phone. Like,
yeah.
I don't know if I'd be able to do it.
But my job, I can't have my cell phone. So,
well, like, we can't do it anymore. Like, with a fucking podcast going now, that like, I need these platforms to like.
I caught myself on TikTok for like 2.5 hours the other day at work, scrolling through.
I think that's the one I haven't. I downloaded it, but I haven't really opened it.
I mean, I downloaded
it. My friends are obsessed with TikTok.
I never made a video, ever. I'm just on there scrolling. And the other day I look up and legit everything changed around me. The job site was packed up. Everyone was gone. I'm like, holy shit.
It was dark out. It was the next day.
It was the next day. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
I think the TikToks is where I draw the line of my age in social media years. Like, I can't make a TikTok. I can't.
I
can't do that. I can't bring myself to that point.
No, I'll definitely never make a TikTok. It's just some of them are funny.
I'm sure they are. I'm sure they're hilarious.
Like, I watch the ones that my friends send in our group chat, and that's the extent of it.
Yeah, that's about as far as I'll ever go, too. Yeah, it is. I can't do it.
So, Sean, question for you. If you meet a girl, right? And justice has none against you. I'm just asking a question.
Okay.
If you meet a girl and you start talking to her and she tells you she's not on any Instagram or Facebook or anything, is that going to like bother you?
No, it makes it more intriguing for me.
I'm actually asking for a reason because I know a couple of kids that are on like dating sites and, they're like telling me like, oh, I asked her for her Instagram. She said I don't have, and I just find it weird. Like she's fake. I'm like, just some people just don't have
what?
Instagram.
Well, yeah. Look,
I had this conversation with someone literally.
Oh wait, they didn't meet the person.
They never met the person.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would maybe think that that she's lying to me at first probably. That she just don't fuck with me. No, that she don't fuck with me. That she's like, I'm not going to give you my Instagram. I don't have one. But if I met someone in person that way and they were like, I don't have any social media, I'd be like, oh my God, I think that's more intriguing than if there was the other side of the spectrum and the girl was like, why don't you check out my TikToks? Then that's when I might take 2 steps back.
Follow me on TikTok. Now I'm good.
No,
or it could go really, it could go like really left, and you could be like, you don't have an Instagram, and she's like, no, and you're like, why? Because I'm crazy.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that is kind of what's playing in my head when she says stuff like that. Or, I don't have Instagram because
I don't have Instagram, but I have OnlyFans or whatever it's called.
Yeah. Oh no! Oh God.
Yeah, follow my OnlyFans, or like I deleted my Instagram because my ex-husband is a stalker.
Sick.
Right? Stuff like that.
Wild.
So, I mean, I kind of thought that you jumped off social media because of, like, some crazy thing that I heard through a grapevines about what happened to you recently. Well, how recently was that?
It's almost going to be a year.
Oh.
Well, actually, yeah. It was more than a year, but, yeah.
Officially a year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So... You were in a long-term relationship, right? For a long... How long was it?
You were in a long-term relationship for a long time. That's what you were just about to say.
I know.
You were in a long-term relationship for a long time. Okay.
I was in a relationship for 5 years.
Okay.
And
it progressed to the point where what happened?
Okay. So... At any point, just stop me because we could talk about this for days. Okay, so we were together for 5 years. We were in a different place, obviously, from the beginning than where we ended. we talked about progressing in the sense of like getting engaged, eventually getting married, wanting to do all of that. Where things kind of went south from the beginning is that I felt that after hours of speaking about what our plans were, like this is what we want to do, but this is what we're going to do before we do that. We want to like save money. We want to get a, like one of us have our own place, like, you know, things like that.
Right, right.
I wanted to be more established, I guess.
Before you do anything.
Correct. Right. Like more established in the sense of like
career.
Right.
And being independent. And
correct.
Having my shit together, basically.
Right. So when I was asked, I should have said no. And he and I had a conversation. Hold up. He and I had a conversation about this like a year later.
So wait. So how did the proposal go?
Do we really need to get into all that? It was just
I'm interested. Like, did you like think about it for a second? Leave him like.
I didn't know. I didn't say yes for a while. Like.
Oh my God.
Yeah. But I was more. It was more because I was in a state of shock of like, I cannot believe, is this really happening? Because.
Yeah, but that's wait, like that's like a crazy red flag for me. That if I was like, hey, will you marry me? And she's like looking up in the fucking sky, like thinking about it.
I wasn't like, looking up in the sky. I kept like walking away, like, and coming back and being like, you're lying. This is a lie.
Yeah, that's not
funny
good.
Funny joke.
No. Question.
Yeah, that's not good. I would have been like, you oh guys, my God, she didn't immediately say yes.
You guys spoke about it, but he did it anyway.
Right.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay.
Which,
so you say yes.
Which but, you could think about it in two ways. Like you spoke about it and he understood, but at that time he felt like it was the right thing to do.
Well, that's what he said. That's what he said.
And he wanted to do it.
Right.
So I can understand it for sure.
Yeah.
Like in his head, it was like, this is the girl I want. This is the girl I want to get married. I don't care if we're stable. We'll get there at one point. I want to do it.
Well, because, you know, there's no timetable on that shit.
No, exactly.
No.
And they stay engaged, so they have their shit together.
When we spoke about it, like, months later, I had said to him, he was like, I feel like you resent me. And I said, I have to be honest with you, I kind of do, because...
This is why you guys are still engaged.
Yes.
Okay.
I said, I kind of do, because I feel like we talk so much. Like, so... It wasn't just, like, one conversation. We talk so much about what we wanted to do, and then you kind of just went rogue on me, like did your own thing. And I said yes, because then I was like, okay, if like Pasquale said,
shit happens, we can do this.
Right, like we're gonna be good.
Yeah.
So then it came to a point where he was going through something very big in his life, and I was trying to be very supportive to him in the sense of like be
that's
there.
That's what you gotta do.
Right. And be like in his corner with certain things, whatever. But while that was happening, I was going through my own shit too. Like I was not happy with myself in the sense of I was at a really dark place with like me personally, my job, like I was beating up myself a lot about certain things, like mentally, that I wasn't okay with. I just felt like I haven't figured out. I wanted to go back to school, but I haven't figured out what I wanted to do yet. So, like, just feeling kind of like
lost,
worthless to myself, if that makes sense. Because, like, I always wanted more, but I didn't know how to get more. And then I would be like, "Oh, I wasn't capable of more because blah 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 blah," and like. When I tell you, like, a really dark place at work, like, work was crazy. And if we ever record again, I will tell you that crazy-ass story. But it was, like, a story that you wouldn't even believe. And
sick.
So, trying – it was wild. So, trying to remain strong for the person that you care about and you love and you want to support, so to kind of lose yourself in it, because now – as you're trying to hold them on the rails, you're going off your own rails. Like,
right. It's hard to juggle both when you're not in a good place.
Right. I can't be supportive for somebody else if I can't fucking support myself.
I was like, just going to say.
In all honesty.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's a fact.
You can't be there for somebody else until you
No.
I mean, find yourself if that's what you
and
want.
Yeah, to yeah, 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 yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I thought that his problem weighed out mine immensely because of, like, what his was compared to mine. So I was just like, whatever. Mine's all bullshit and a funk that I'm going to get out of. And he's actually going through something.
Right, so like, he got real problems.
Yeah, like, he's really going through some shit. Let me get through that.
This might make me sound like a dick, but like, I think about it all the time. So like, people are like, oh, you know, some people have it worse than you do, but I'm me and this is what I'm going through.
Right.
No matter what you're going through, this might be my hardest time of my life.
Right.
There's you're nobody... going through the hardest time of your life. It could be two different
100%.
Things, but just because mine is not as bad as yours, it's still tough for me than it is. Just like whatever you're going through is tough for you. You know what I'm trying to say?
Right.
So there's two different sides to it.
There's always, always.
I get what you're saying. But I do get what you're saying.
Like, it was just, yeah, it was madness. So.
And when you're in a relationship, that takes a toll on everything.
And when you're planning a wedding.
Yeah, it just.
Right. On top of all that, you got all this other shit going on.
If you get engaged, which everyone knows that I was too. That's supposed to be like the happiest time, you know? Yeah, it does get stressful, but
you're in it together.
You know what I'm trying to say? Yeah. So like when shit starts hitting the fan during that time,
oh my
you're
God.
Like, okay, we're getting married in 2 years or a fucking year and a half or whatever it is. It's like, yo, what the fuck is life going to be like when you get to that point? It could just be like, oh, we're married now. Problems go away. You're going to have real fucking problems now.
Oh,
you're
no,
going to have real problems.
Pasquale, we'll get to that part.
All of a sudden, it was like all of a sudden things start getting realer than ever.
You know what I'm trying to say? Like, I'm like, yo, we got the smallest problems right now and we can't fucking deal with them. What happens when you real got a house, issues. You got fucking kids? Like, what are we going to do? Shoot each other?
Right.
It's crazy.
Right.
I just... Yeah, no, the famous line that I was always told is, once we're married, everything will be fine. And I'm like,
yeah, okay.
No, it won't.
Right. Yeah, right. But, you know, those are lines that are spoken from people that have – they're from a different time.
100%. But you know why people say that? Because once you're married, it's a whole nother ballgame. You got to get divorced. You got kids involved. You got – so you stay together. Most people stay together because they got all that. It's like a whole different process to go through.
It is.
That's why
right.
everything is going to be okay. Everything's going to be fixed. It's bullshit. I see it firsthand. Agree.
I mean, there's a lot of people that'll say that with a shallow mind that they don't even believe it themselves. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course.
They know that it's not going to be fine, but they also don't want to go down the path of starting over.
Exactly. Which starting over is no fun, let me tell you.
The starting over thing for some people, and people stay in, you know, unhealthy relationships and marriages or even relationships in themselves that they're not happy in. And it could be, you know, with a friend. It could be with, your significant other or whoever. You kind of just be like, well, it's a lot harder for me just to leave, so I'm just going to stay.
Right.
Because that was my attitude. That was my attitude 100%.
So slowly but surely, what starts
happening? I agree.
So
like the love is just gone. Like, what's happening?
It wasn't like the love was just gone. It was just kind of like really dark, really dark in the sense of like the drinking became a sport, like going out every weekend, getting annihilated together. But then it would end up in fights. It would end up in, you know, just crazy shit because
You're trying to dodge your issues together.
Right. We're trying
to get blackout drunk.
So here's the problem with that. The problems go away when you're drunk. But now you wake up in the morning and guess what? Problems are still there.
More
right.
problems
well,
are there.
No. It was just kind of, yeah, it was an insane time.
So Sean, to answer your question, the love doesn't go away.
No.
But here's this. I'll just tell you right now. It gets to a point where the fighting and all the problems start to take over. So now you're having...
And it becomes a job.
Yes, exactly. So
and everything...
you're having more bad times than good times. So when the bad times start taking over the good times, it's done.
And let me tell you, all the fights that we had about certain things, because what I'm not going to do is, and I feel like I have to say this because everyone has their own opinion on what happened to me because, you know.
Well, they're all outsiders. They're not in the shit. No,
exactly. It's like, well, there's other reasons. We're not going to get into that, though. Everyone has their own opinion. What I'm not going to do is I'm not going to come on here and bash him and say, well, he did wrong. No, we were both in that shit together, and we both fucked up. And we 100%. Both neglected each other. I neglected myself. He neglected himself. Like, we both did a lot of damage.
I agree with that. And the first thing I told you,
everybody plays a role in this shit.
Always. Listen, it takes two to work it out, and it takes two to ruin it. Always.
Exactly. It's very rarely that it's just one person being negative.
And Jess, I agree with you, because I told Sean, if we ever got into, like, my situation, there was no way I would ever come on here and, like, talk shit about her.
Never.
Oh, there's no reason to, because at one point in our life, me and you, that was the person we were going to marry.
Right.
Right.
So I'm not going to just come on here. And it's just anyone, even with a relationship. I can't take the people, like, you're in a relationship for 2-3 years, and then, like, you guys break up, and the first thing you start doing is talking mad shit about the person. Like, bro, you were with the girl, you were with the kid for 3 years. You obviously were into each other. It just didn't work out. Be an adult, move on, and that's it. When you start saying piece of shit, maybe they did piece of shit things.
But so did we.
You
know? Like,
but exactly. You know weren't. No one's ever perfect in a relationship.
No way. No way.
Hell no.
And then, like, you know, you can't expect to come, like, bro, we have a show. Like, I could never bash somebody on a platform like this and sleep at night knowing, like, that I have a platform like this. And I talk so much shit about someone that can't defend themselves.
Well, not only that, if you really think about it, too, like, if you would ever come up to me and start talking shit about someone that I knew you were with for however long, like, so then why the fuck did you stay?
Exactly. I mean, exactly. Well, that's
what's
a good going?
Point too. Like, what's wrong with you that you did all that too? Like, you chose to also be in this relationship.
Yeah.
Like, I chose to continue the circus that I was fucking in and ringmastering it, you know. And when I think back on it, I'm like, oh my god! Like, there are so many times like I should have like spoke up more or put my foot down more on something. But it was more for the sake of, for someone else, not just him, but like for my parents, for this one. And then you kind of start to lose your own, you know.
Yeah, I mean, like I agree with that too.
Of the whole situation. But
there's times where I'm like, you know what? That should have been a time where it ended. Or, but there's also times where I turn around and be like, you know what? I probably should have not done that. You know, I should have did that.
100%.
That caused a fight for 3 days. No. Or I should have never said that. I should have just let it go.
1,000%.
Petty shit. You're always going to have those moments.
I had those thoughts with my last relationship. I know I have an exact day of an event like that I know to this day, thinking back, that I should have walked away then. But I was like, you know what? I'm going to try to be the
I love person. How you're waving the gavel around.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? I am going to.
He thinks he's Judge Judy.
I'm going to go all in on this situation, and I am going to fix it, and I'm going to progress and move on. And I probably shouldn't have. That was the wrong decision I made.
For yeah, me. But there's also.
I should have walked away then, and instead of it turning out the way it did. But how would I have known that was good? What was going to happen?
But I'm sure there's also a situation where you said, you know what? Maybe she should have walked away. And she tried to work that.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. I mean, she could
have. You always have. Yeah. When you're going through something like this, you always have. And Sean, even your relationship, even though yours wasn't on such a grander scale, but still, like, you were with the person for a long time.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, you have the shoulda, coulda, wouldas. And if I would have did this, that would have happened. Or if they would have did that. It doesn't matter. Because at the end of the day, it played out the way that it played out. Everything happens for a reason. My friend used to say that line. And she's going to listen to this and she's going to laugh. But she used to say that shit all the time and I used to hate it. But legit,
I fucking hate that line.
But it's so true.
Until this year. And now, I caught myself the other day. People used to tell me when it first happened, things happened for you. I'm like, shut the fuck up.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I called my brother.
My favorite was, everything's going to be okay. Yeah. And I'm like, No, it's not.
I'll tell you something funny. I hated when people tell me when it first happened. I caught myself yesterday on the phone with my brother. I'm like, yo, bro, listen, everything happens for a reason. and I'm like, wow, look at me now. Fuck.
Right.
And I hang up the phone. I'm like, probably things are not going to be okay, but whatever. You just got to throw it out there.
Yeah, it's so crazy.
So with you, right, Jess, we'll fast forward a little bit, I guess. Mm-hmm. You get to like, what, you get to like a breaking point, or did you get, is there like a specific day that you remember? Like,
there's one time that I can remember. It wasn't, yeah, there's one time I can remember. I was, me and my friends were at a bridal shower and we were all drinking excessively. And there was a car going to my neighborhood to go home. And then there was a car going to the other downtown Brooklyn area to go home. And I got in the downtown Brooklyn area car, which you guys know where I live, so that's very far.
So it's the opposite direction.
The opposite direction.
If you can go any opposite way, it's that way.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Yeah. And I continued drinking with my friend in her apartment because I did not want to go home. I didn't want to go home. And I was like blacked out on a Sunday. I got effing work the next day. Like, I have to go to jail tomorrow.
Sunday fun day.
Yeah. Partying like a rock star as if I have zero responsibility.
Right.
And I just remember that one day where I look back and I'm like, someone should have grabbed the wheel at that point and been like, what the hell is going on with you? Because it just, there was that times was before that. There was definitely times before that.
But that's like something that stands out.
Yeah.
We're like, I don't want to go home because I'm fucking miserable.
I was just going to say, so your thought process was, let me just get completely wrecked instead of going home.
Yeah, no, it wasn't even just like that day. Then I go, you know, I go out with my friends from work, you know, to this bar by my job and drink. I come home with a 12-pack, a 6-pack, 2 bottles of wine, and it was like challenge accepted. We're finishing all the alcohol before we go to bed.
So let me ask you a serious question. Mm-hmm. Do you drink?
Do I drink? Yeah, but I don't, my mom is very concerned every time I'm like, I'm having a glass of wine. And she's like,
My mom does that too.
But,
I take a call out of the refrigerator. She's like, you gotta fucking stop drinking.
Yeah.
I'm because like,
eventually.
It came to a point that it was just like, this is nuts. Like going out every weekend, closing the bar, just wrecked. So then it came to the point where I'm like, okay, we're not good. Everything that we're doing is actually like self-destructing each other in this relationship. So maybe we need to see somebody and get some help. Like, I'm not okay. I made it so clear. I was like, I can't pinpoint because there was just so much happening with me. I was like, I can't pinpoint exactly what's wrong with me, but something's wrong. And you got some shit going on. I have some shit going on. I've neglected myself now for way too long because I've been so freaking concerned about you. And we need, and no. I said, okay. But I kept asking, kept persisting. And it just got to the point that I was like, all right, screw it. If I'm not going to be happy here, maybe I'll be happy somewhere else. And I cheated. And listen, I own my shit.
I'm only laughing because he said, ooh. I'm not laughing at you.
No, it's fine. I own my shit. And I said to Sean when I was coming on here, I was flip-flopping back and forth. I was like, you know what? I don't really care. Because.
No, I mean, look.
Anything. No, because let me just say this. Anything that anyone is going to say by listening to this and is going to figure out that it's me who's talking, because, you know, we have all of those. I don't care. I'm a scumbag. I'm a bitch. I'm a hoe. I'm whatever.
The bottom line is they weren't in your situation.
It wasn't even about being in my situation. Anything that someone is going to say about me in that situation is nothing that I haven't thought of myself and called myself and have beat myself up about because of it. Listen.
I mean, I'm sure those thoughts go through your head. I mean, it was relatively close to your own wedding day, wasn't it?
And it was wrong. So right.
You guys froze, so I missed that last part.
I said,
I think I could have guessed what you said. You said anything that they could say you said to yourself. Is that what you were going to say?
Yeah, no, I said anything that I've said about myself and to myself.
No, okay. Because she cheated like relatively close to the actual wedding date. Like it was mm-hmm. coming up. So like those are major red flags like to recognize like, okay, I am so not happy and I'm about to get married and I fucking hooked up with someone else.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And even when that, like, and then like the mental breakdown just started fucking happening. So I'm drinking, my anxiety is through the roof. I am hating him, hating me, hating everything. I'm losing weight rapidly. Meanwhile, I'm eating like a lunatic and not sleeping. Everything that you go through, I was going through.
Right. And completely unhealthy across the board.
Oh my God. Everything was just crazy, wild, and not good.
So what kind of fallout was this when, I mean, obviously you told him, right? That you cheated.
Well, yeah, no. He eventually found out.
What happened?
We talked about it. He caught me, and that's what it was. Ah. And I spoke to him about it, and I remember that also another red flag conversation. I sat there, and I was like, I really don't know what you want me to say. Like, I'm sorry.
I mean, there really isn't. There isn't.
I was just going to say, at that point, there's really nothing you could say.
No, everybody in the room recognizes what's going on.
No, but if you really think about it, too, like, some people are like, oh, my God, I'll never do it again. Like, forgive me. I didn't do any of that. I remember because
at that point it was over for you already.
Yeah, oh, yeah. And you're always
over. It was like, over before you even cheated. Yeah. It was mm-hmm. over.
Yeah, right.
And I remember thinking to myself, like, maybe this will be it. Like,
this is the sign. This is my way.
No, this was me saying, all right, now this is over. I can get out.
Right, I can walk away from this because there's no fixing this.
No, and that was not the case. So the emotions kept going, and then it came to a point where I was like, okay, this is what's, and mind you, during all of this, I kept saying, okay, let's go see somebody. Let's go talk to someone. Let's figure this out because we are past the point of being okay. Like, this is so far gone. Like, I don't even know what to say. And it was no. Okay. Now we get to the point where I said, all right, so this is the option I'm giving. Either we postpone it and seek therapy because still, like, even besides, see, and this is the other thing too that I want to say. I cheated. I suck. Yes, I am a horrible person. But, and I told people this, like my mom, who was.
How did they take it when you told them?
Oh my God. Like white on rice. And I said, the best part is that
I don't really know what that means.
Like she wouldn't leave me alone. It was, I hurt her.
Oh,
I did start every, at the end, everybody made it about themselves. And I'm sitting there like, okay, so you all went.
Well, yeah, because now like your parents were all like excited for the wedding and now.
Oh yeah, no, I'm sure. But there's a whole bunch of other stuff that went on that my mom knew what was going, like my mom had an idea of what was going on. So when it finally came out and was like, we're not doing this. She was like, I can't believe this happened, da 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 da. And I'm like, really? Like, we had several conversations. Like, I'm not too sure what's going on here.
You saw this coming.
Like, we talked. So
I think they have to say that.
Yeah. So it was just like, all right, so we're either gonna seek therapy and do this, and or we're done. Cause like my exact words were, I cannot go through with something like this when I feel like I'm making the biggest mistake of my life.
Right.
And I'm not going to drag my family through any more things. I'm not dragging my friends through any more shit when I cannot confidently say that I think that this is going to be okay.
Can I say something real quick?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just not just you, it's just in general. If you guys would have continued, it would have, not 100%, but it would have probably went down anyway because that's going to be in the back of his mind mm-hmm. every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you leave the house, when you go to leave the house for the grocery store or mm-hmm. go to work, it's going to be like, where'd you go? What'd you do? And it's just going to be a constant fight over and over and over and over.
Right.
You know that. I think we all know that once.
And the crazy thing is that
is broken. It's
I tried talking to him about it. I was like, let's talk about it. Like, and nothing. It was like, I'm good. What? No, I'm not good. Can't be good.
Yeah, but realistically, what the fuck are you going to talk about with that? There's nothing to talk about.
Because you, but it's at the same
about,
time.
I mean, you want to talk about what issues that we have, why it got to that point? Maybe. But
I also felt that it wasn't just like, don't completely shut down either.
No, but I mean, I don't want to talk about it. I wouldn't want to talk about it.
I felt like it needed to be spoken about because if it was like.
I agree with you.
If it was a big deal, which it was a big deal, so it's a big deal, and it's literally just the icing on the cake of all the other problems that we have now baked in the cake. Like, that, there's that, so means, much shit going on.
Yeah,
that
right.
wasn't, there is. That wasn't talked about or settled.
Right.
But I mean, look, you don't want to fucking go down that road. Like, we had friends that, like, they knew full well that they probably shouldn't have gotten married, and they did it anyway, and it didn't last very long. Both parties knew that they shouldn't have gotten married, and they went through with it. It was a big vacation, fucking destination type wedding, and then what happened? They didn't even make it a calendar year. They got
calendar year. They barely made it fucking 3 months,
and they get divorced, and we were all like, "Well, what the fuck was the point of that? You guys knew beforehand that it was a bad idea, and you went through with it anyway."
Because it's back to what we were talking about before. You're with the person for so many years, you get so comfortable. Yeah. They're like, bro, it's either we go through with it, because I ain't fucking doing this all over again.
And then you
go through with it, and then she gets really real. And you're like, now I don't have a way out.
I think they caved in to everyone else's demands about trying to make everyone else happy.
Hold on, you brought this up before, themselves. Jess. It's when you get to the point, your family is so involved into your relationship.
Oh my god!
That you start thinking like, fuck, if this happens, and this one's gonna probably be me.
It literally was like, I was like, guys, first of all, the people who are getting married here are the people who are making these decisions. Like, I can't tell you, like, I say it now, like, I am tired of explaining and apologizing. Like, I shouldn't have to apologize to anybody anymore, because if anyone's really on my team, so to say, this is how I talk to the guys at work. If anyone's on my team and on my side about shit, you can see the difference in me then and now. Mm-hmm. Like,
I always say that. It should be one question. Are you okay? I'm good.
And that's it.
That's it.
But, right. So now we go. He finally agrees, because I'm like, it's either A or B. I'm not doing this anymore.
I got a question. How far, like, how close were you to the wedding at this point?
It was like a month out.
Wow. So you started getting help a month out of the wedding.
No, but we moved it. So technically then it was more months out.
Okay. So he
agrees to postponing.
Okay. So yeah, okay.
Because so you postponed it first. At the same time, like, I am not the type of person to be like, okay, I feel this way right now in the moment, and so this is what I'm going to do. I would like to make sure that this is the right decision that I'm making, because I try not to make hasty decisions out of emotion. I try to logically think about everything that I do.
Well, you are a bit of an overthinker. So
I am a basket case. So,
yeah, but because you got to understand something. Once you make a big decision like that, there's no fucking turning back.
No, there's no going back.
There's no. It's one way. Yeah. So you're going to do it and do it the right way, or do it the wrong way, whatever you want to say.
Right.
Or just don't do it at all, because there's no turning back on things like this.
Right. And then, like I say, like my uncle sat me down, like, when everything was going on, and he was like, let's talk. I was like, all right. So I explained everything to him, and I'm like, I would be lying if I turned around and I said, I did not anticipate, you know, certain things to go on with certain people in the relationship, him, you know, his family, like, things like that. I would be lying to you if I said, I did not see any of this happening. That's a lie. What I did not see was that it was going to affect me the way that it did. That one, it was part of my dark space. Two, it led me to want to seek out somebody else. And three, I literally just could not see myself anymore with this person in my future. Like,
right. So at this point, it is completely broken, shattered.
It became, right. And when we went to therapy, and it was all the same things over and over and over again. Like, we're going to change. You're going to change A, B, C, and D. And I'm going to change E, F, and G. And it becomes very discouraging when you are the person always changing and the other person ain't doing anything. And you kind of like, okay, so then they do change and then they revert right back to it or anything like that. And
right. So basically, there's no progress being made.
No, there's none. But,
here you go. Like, now, everything that you guys fought about, he has to change A, B, C. You do E, F, fucking whatever it is, D, E, F. You don't realize that there's still 14 other problems that you guys haven't even got to.
Right.
That this are is, not this as is... big. But if in the whole grand, like the whole fucking
grand scheme of it.
Yeah. That's right. What I was looking for.
And everything I said to him was
it all comes together. So yeah, right. I can change 1, 2, 3. You change, but there's fucking 18 other numbers that got to be changed. And fucking now the big problems are going away, but you still got the little small ones that are causing everything else.
And what the biggest thing for me was is that it was the same conversations
over and over. That's what happens.
Over and over. And I was like, okay. And I remember saying, at this point in the game, we should not still be fighting about this. Like, we should not be having this discussion. This should have been over years ago, and yet we're still talking about it. And I'm tired of, and I used to say, I'm tired of talking about the same thing over and over and over again.
Why? Were you telling him that he had to delete his Instagram?
No, stupid. So it just came to one point after, and I was like, I'm done. Like,
right, you're completely drained, and this is not working.
This is definitely.
We have exhausted all avenues. And
it gets to the point where
I did a bad thing, and there's no putting this back together.
You don't even say to the person anymore. You think to yourself, like, how long am I gonna have this fuck? This conversation now.
No, I said all of that. I said to myself, I said to him.
No, I know, but that's what I'm saying. But then you start thinking to yourself, like, okay, like this conversation that we keep having is gonna be for the rest of my fucking life.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like,
it's going to be Groundhog Day every day.
But now it's only going to get worse. It's never going to get better.
Nope. Right.
Because you got to realize something. We're in our 30s, right? 30 and older.
I'm not 30 yet.
You're not 30 yet?
No.
Shit.
Damn. I didn't know I was that. I don't remember being that much older than you.
That hurt a little.
Suckers.
But anyway, we're at the age where this is who the fuck we are.
Right.
Right.
It's not going to be like, you know what, tomorrow, I'm be a different person. You know, right. It's not going to happen. It's
no.
It's just not going to happen.
Right.
You know, shy at 30 or that's close it. To it, for some people, that's who you are. You're a fucking loudmouth. That's who you are. You're not going to be like, you know what, I'm going to stop talking tomorrow. It's just not going to happen. Yeah, so now you get even to, like, bigger things like, I have no patience. I fucking yell a lot. Like, that's my problem. This is who I am. I have fucking had zero patience when it comes to, like, arguing. I lose it like this. It's just who I am. You know, you can work on it. Maybe you get a little better. You're just not going to change.
No, mm-hmm. But you see,
and it gets worse.
You realize that you're in a good situation when you want to change.
That's my thing. You have, if you want something and you want it to be like, what you want to do, then you're going to put the work in, no matter how hard it is, no matter how much it may suck. You're going to do what you want to do, so that way you guarantee that you're going to have whatever it is that thing may be.
100%.
So, but like, when you're not putting any work into it, you can't really want it, in my opinion.
You know, it takes a lot. Like, relationship is a lot of work. But it shouldn't be a job.
No.
No.
When it starts becoming a job, it's time to quit.
I agree.
So when, how'd it go when you decided that you threw in the towel? How'd that go?
Not well.
How the fuck do you think it went?
No, I know. But like, and not even really with you and him. About the fallout with everybody else. When you had to break up. Like, all right, we're no longer getting married, everyone. Sorry.
The one thing I have to say, and I just, like, thank God for these human beings. How many are there? There's three, like, nine human beings in my life.
Shout out to the nine human beings in my life.
Shout out to the girls because they know who they are. Honestly, I have the best friends on this planet because they were there for me.
I feel like we know. I feel like we know some of the girls.
I know some of them.
Everybody knows who the girls are. So
they don't know about me, though.
That's a lie. They all came together for me. They let me talk. I said to them that night, I'm like, listen, this is what it is. I laid it all out on the table. And I said,
this was in person?
Yeah. I said, you guys.
On an actual table?
I mean, we were drinking, so our drinks were on the actual table. I said to them, you may have your opinion and what you may feel right now. And I get it. And I'm so sorry that I put you guys through this. But right now, I don't want to hear it because I have been through enough. Like, I wasn't living home with my parents. Me and my parents were not getting along. My brother and I were at, like, odds. Like, it was rough. It was really rough.
People were upset?
People were beyond upset.
Yeah.
So, if I'm listening to this story real quick, like, even though you said you cheated, mm-hmm. I feel like it got past that.
Yeah,
like
right.
That wasn't even like
that. Wasn't even the thing.
But you want to know what the crazy thing is that that's all everybody looks about when they hear the story.
Yeah, of course.
And
I'm listening.
Yeah, and this is one thing I said to, because me and my mom were, wow, it was wild. And I said, the crazy thing is that if you did not know that one thing, that would not be your sole focus right now. Everything that I've just laid out on this table for you, and I like make a diagram of all the problems that we have, that should be the focus. The one fuck up that I did, the one giant fuck up that I did, is not the only thing that ended this.
Right.
There are so many other factors.
100%. There was factors that drove you to do that. I'm not saying it was right. I'm not saying it was wrong.
No.
I wasn't in the situation.
No.
But if it would have ended the day if you said, hey, listen, I cheated, and he was like, all right, fuck you, I'm done. 100% was the reason why it ended.
Right.
But when you got past it and it went months and then you got therapy and then it was like, fuck this, I can't do it. Obviously, that was not the problem, because if the therapy worked or something changed, you guys would have been getting married.
Right. And then, so, like, the realistic part is that you guys were not a good match for quite some time.
Right. And that
it was, and you guys were just like going through the motions of being a couple that you probably shouldn't have been.
Because at one point, it was great. It was
I'm sure it was. It's like, always it.
And not even just the beginning, like well into it too. Like, it was fun. It was great. We were having a lot of.
I mean, you know, if you guys can draw out a blueprint for marriage, obviously things are good, and then somewhere along the way everything falls apart and you know shit happens. My biggest thing was
everyone kept saying like, but what you did is not okay. And I'm like, I'm sitting here like, I'm not saying what I did was okay. I'm not saying what I did was the right thing. It was fucked up. I am fucked up. I know I am. But what I'm not making is an excuse for it.
Right.
That is what happened.
Right.
So now if you want to know what happened, like, that's knowing. Like, I'm telling you, you know? So
this probably sounds a lot better in my head. But, like, I feel like a relationship is like a puzzle, right? The puzzle's built, no?
Right.
You take one piece at a time out, right? Uh-huh. Little by little. Fucking thing is done. You don't just take the puzzle and fucking chuck it, right? No. So little by little, right? You fucking take the puzzle pieces out and then the whole picture's gone. Makes sense in my head or that?
No, I understand what you're
saying. That's actually very insightful.
It is very good.
Boom!
Yeah.
Okay, wait. I promised myself that I would have a drink after we got through that. So I'm going to go get myself a beer now because.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
Give me one second.
So
it's like therapy for some people with us.
Yeah, I know. It's like, come on the show and fucking vent.
She's like, Sean, when we do this later, I'm going to do this sober. And I was like, yeah, all right. No, not a minute past getting through the heavy stuff. She's grabbing the alcohol.
So I know people ask you this all the time, but I'm going to ask you, I don't know if you want to answer on here, but are you okay?
Like now?
Yeah, like right now.
I am in a much better place.
Okay. Then,
right.
When I say we, I mean me. I moved out. So I live by myself. I still live like 2 minutes away from my house. But I had to, we all needed a break from each other. We being me, my parents, and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Just independence and take a deep breath and get your own shit together, like solidarity, yeah. confinement, alone with my emotions. Like, it's good. It's very good for you.
I got a new job, thank God.
Yeah.
And I've been seeing a therapist since last May. And the crazy thing was, I'll never forget, shout out to Dr. G. If
Dr. G.
She always said to me, well, the odds, okay, so if you were to call it off now, you would have to deal with it a short time, like people being upset and people being mad and going through it, or going through with it and dealing with a lifetime of what it is that you're doing right now. And she goes, right. And I used to say to her, I literally.
That makes fucking perfect sense.
Absolutely.
This is what she gets paid.
Yeah.
And I said to her.
You know what? Shout out to fucking Dr. G.
No, Dr. Exactly. G.
Shit.
She and I said to her, I said, this is my, I don't have that option. I was like, my only option is just to go through with it at this point. And she was just like, I'm just saying, think about it and go from there. But I literally felt as if my only option was to just go through with this and deal with it. And the other crazy thing too is like, he knew I didn't want to do this. And if he says he didn't, like, come on, I told you flat out, like, how many times? You know, my mom knew I didn't want to do this. One of my best friends, literally, her and my cousin cornered me at work via GChat and was like, what the fuck is going on? Like, you're not happy. If this is what's not making you happy, why are you doing this? And I was like.
Sometimes you just got to rip the Band-Aid off.
Yeah.
You get that little sting for a couple of, you know, seconds. And then.
Mm-hmm. Well, I said.
A much bigger thing to like actually have to go through with a full on divorce and.
Well, I got to be honest with you. This is like going through a divorce.
Yeah, it is, but it's not.
It's not. No.
Wait, hold on.
It's a lot cheaper.
Yeah, I was just going to say. Yeah. So
a lot cheaper.
It's a lot cheaper and it's a lot less paperwork.
Look. I mean, you know, if you actually had went through with the wedding and all that, you know, it's going to have a giant wear on your brain for the future. Like, you will always, even if you ever got married for a second time, like, it's. The first one is still going to be etched in your brain forever.
But even you know, now, like, you still have those.
Like, everything's different now. So now, if you went through it with the first one, it's all these little things that'll come back and bite you. Like, damn, I picked such a better song for my first wedding.
No, hold on. But
little things like, you can't reuse any of this stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, it fucks with you emotionally and mentally that a lot of the choices you made in a wedding that you didn't even really want were things that you actually wanted, but now you can't do it.
You might, I don't know if you're going to agree with me, but now, like, this stage in your life right now, like, you know exactly what you want and what you don't want and what you'll deal with and what you won't deal with. So, like, those red flags that you have in the beginning of a relationship, after you go through this, they're, like, a lot different now. Because now, once you see it, you're not going to deal with it because you know where it's going.
Yeah, it's that, and it's also... Like, literally, it was just, like, the lying and everything else that was going on is not me. Like, I'm not that person. And
it completely changed you as a person. And you get to the point where you don't like yourself anymore. And it's like,
who is this person? This ain't me.
Yeah,
and I remember at one point I was, like, thinking to myself, like, and this was, like, back, like, after getting caught and just being all, like, caught up in that whole thing. And I'm, like, I remember I was getting ready for work and I'm looking at myself, I'm like, who the fuck are you? Like, I don't even know who you are anymore. And that's the hardest reality.
Right.
Is looking at your, like, literally not having, like, if you're not standing in front of a mirror, but, like, looking at yourself and being like, what the fuck happened?
And
it's tough. I mean, look, there's a lot of people that can't do that and will remain unhappily married and miserable for years upon years of doing what you did and getting out as soon as you can.
And a lot of shit happens, like, what you fighting with your partner, like, when you're getting married or even you're fighting so much that you become such an angry person that the littlest thing could set you off. And then you realize after you just fucking balked on someone for no reason, like, wow, it's fucking.
Well, that's one thing.
You're so angry all the time when you're fighting. It's just now it just comes to you.
Well, that's one thing that was always said. It was like your demeanor and your attitude. And I was like, that's because my demeanor and my attitude is fucking done. We're done. This is this, like, you didn't know me done. This is me done. This is why you don't recognize that person. This is exactly why.
What I was trying to say before, like, when you get into a relationship and, like, those little pity fights that you're like, oh, they'll go away one day. Now, if you start talking to someone, whatever, and once you get those little things, it's like, no, done. See you later.
See you later.
Take a walk.
I mean, yeah, but you also, I feel like when also with the pity fights, like, listen, I am not a walk in the park. I am fucking out of my mind, insane, crazy.
Yeah, and very, very difficult girl to date.
I am. Oh, I totally am. I'm also a very difficult person to sometimes get along with. And I know all that about myself. Listen, I am not easy. But I also know that my friends will tell you I'm one of the best friends that they have. I'm always there for them. I know that I have a lot of good qualities about me. And I know that whoever I do end up with, like, marrying in the future, will be damn fucking lucky to have me. But okay, girl.
That's a good outlook to have. That is
kind of
a
right? Her hair came out. Her hair's been here all day. She said, damn lucky to have.
That was like that Martin and Gina thing.
Shit.
Listen, you have to think that. I have to think that about myself because I came to a point where I didn't even trust myself anymore. Like, I didn't trust any decision I made for me.
Yeah, well, alcohol-induced rash.
Well, no, I'm talking about even after. Like, even after everything. Like, I was going through some shit during and after, and it's rebuilding yourself after, which is the hardest part because you have this other person that you were always with. So, like how I was there for them when they were going through their shit, like, I needed a crutch, but I kept my shit silent because he didn't know what the hell was going on because he had his own shit. But then when I started talking up, I was like, well, where the fuck are you? Because you're not here for me.
And I definitely agree with you. It's when you're rebuilding. Now you had this person in your life for the last 5 years, 4 years, whatever it was. And then that one day where you wake up and it's just like,
Gone.
Like, completely out of your life. You wake up, you know, you had your good morning text message or whatever. You spoke during the day at work. Whatever the fuck you guys did in your relationship, that's all gone. So now it's literally, now you got into a routine in the morning, at night, good night, kidding, whatever the fuck you guys did. You lived together. But now it's completely different. Like,
yeah, but it was also, in my situation, because I'm not sure about you, but in my situation, like, that changed way before all that, like, was said and done. Like, it was done before it was done. And I remember he and I had a conversation in person once everything was called off. And I said to him, I don't want you to think that I just gave up on you and us and this. My exact words were, when someone is fighting for something and the other person is resisting it, the other person can't keep it 100 and fight all the time. I'm tired of fighting. And I just, it, like, the energy was on 100 and then it just dropped. Like, there's, I can't keep up the energy to fight for something that the other person, that I felt at the time the other person really didn't want. Because if you did, then what I'm saying, we need to do this. We need to go talk to somebody. Like, we need to fix something because what we're doing is not working. And you're not even willing to explore it with me. What am I going to do? I can't keep the same energy from the very beginning to the end. It's hard.
No, definitely. It takes a toll on you.
These are all those. These are all the warning signs that it's a very unhealthy relationship, and that you were better off. You know, a lot of there are some things where one person will outweigh the other person in certain aspects, but a lot of things need to be 50-50 on effort.
You know? There's one thing you said in a previous podcast. You were like, you're always going to be the villain in someone else's story.
That's 100% true.
And it is 100% true. And see, where Pasquale says, like, where you get past the cheating part, there was 1,000 other problems. See, I don't look like the villain by myself. I'm not solo dolo the villain. But
no, 100%.
In other people's perception of this story, I am like Cruella de Vil, the fucking Joker, on
yeah, because like,
right, because, but you have to, you know, when you can accept that kind of statement for yourself, that's like, that shows the sign of growth, that you say, you know what, maybe this wasn't my happy ending, and maybe I'm a villain in his story, but I'm okay with that because this is just a chapter in my book that I'm going to turn the page and continue on. Like,
right.
But there's a lot of people that can't do that. I mean, it's hard. I'm not saying it's easy, but
no.
But you know, once you can accept that, and when you're going through like rough times with something like that, those are the only signs that you're actually growing and moving on. Otherwise, you get stuck in this in-between phase where you're, you know, that chapter is over, but you're still not okay. So you can't date other people because you're still not okay because you haven't been able to face any of that stuff.
Right. And my biggest thing with anything is accountability. Just fucking own your shit. Like, I own my shit. Am I proud of myself? No. Did I fuck up? Yeah. But I know something. So did you. And
you're right. But
own your shit.
In the future, you will be a much better and smarter and happier person.
That's what I was trying to say before. Like, this is probably one of the shittiest things that can happen to a person.
Well, yeah. In hindsight, like, all my friends are married. All my friends are engaged. All my friends are getting married. Like, they're all in, like, these really long-term successful relationships. At 30 years old, I'm going to be 30, Pasquale, so.
I didn't say anything.
I'm not there yet. But, like, did I picture my life like this?
No. I don't think a lot of us did, you know?
Like, I 100% agree with you.
Do I want my name being dragged through the mud constantly? No. Am I a better person than I was last year? 100%. But sometimes you have to go through shit in order to get to the top. And unfortunately, I had to go through a lot of shit. I'm still going through shit.
You know what's fucked up?
Maybe I have a question.
Somewhere subliminally, possibly, you know, because you're at that point, like with your circle of friends, like ours that are mostly married or getting married and having babies and all that shit, that's the reason why you might have even said yes a little bit. Because you want to, everybody else is in that phase and you're like, maybe I am too, right? I should be. Right,
well, when I did get engaged, I literally said that I don't need this right now. I laugh at it now because
But you know that, like, your friends, you got the people that'll egg you on, like, oh no, you're just being a little crazy. This is a good thing. This is a good thing.
And back in
people,
the day,
people reassure you, and then you say, oh, I guess, maybe.
Before him, I never wanted to get married. I was like, marriage is a piece of paper, because literally it's not even about a ring. It's a piece of paper for the guy. It's the girl to wear the ring. So that way everyone knows she's taken. Can't talk to her. Don't do anything with her. But
doesn't even work. Guys go up to fucking girls.
100, I mean, hello.
That makes it.
It happened. I mean, it happened.
Guys get rings too.
But no, I'm saying, like, before the that, though, the guys don't wear a ring throughout the entire engagement. So to me, marriage was like this thing that I didn't want at all. And then I was like, you know what? I could see myself doing this. And then now...
Because you thought you met the right person.
Right. And now I'm not against marriage. I'm not saying that I don't ever want to get married.
You just have a different perspective on it.
It's a completely different perspective. Like, even though I'm going to be 30 and all my friends are married and getting married and still getting engaged and things like that, I don't find the need to rush into anything. I don't want to.
We spoke about this 100 times on every, there's no timeline for anything.
No.
Zero.
No.
But I have a question for you. Did you pass your date that you were supposed to get married?
Yeah.
Oh, you did. You passed it already.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're a year later.
Well, she said she postponed. I don't know.
Well, yeah, it was only postponed, but yeah.
So I haven't reached that point yet.
Oh.
Mine's coming up.
Oh. So maybe we'll have a party. Maybe we'll do a podcast.
But now, Pasquale, you're in the rebuilding stage. So
yeah, I am.
Being in the rebuilding stage, like, what have you, like you said, like, you realize, like, you have a certain standard now for relationships.
What you look for. So, like, right now, what I'm going through, like, I don't have the mindset of going, like, I'm going out and fucking, I want to meet girls. Zero. No shot. I go out, have a few drinks, eat something, and I'm back home. Mm-hmm. Before I even get to that stage, I'm rebuilding, like,
yourself,
myself. Like, yeah. I want to, you know, obviously fucking do better at work. I'm trying to get myself situated before I get back to that point. So when I do get there, everything's ready to go. And, you know, I got my own place or whatever the hell it is. I'm trying to look for a place now. So that's where I'm at. I'm not, oh, I got to go fucking.
No, you know what it is?
Excuse me, you have to build I'm not,
best
listen.
Version of yourself.
Amen.
Before you can.
Yes. 100%.
Plug yourself back into the dating world. You know what I'm saying?
And I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not out here like, oh, fuck. I'm single now. I'm going to fucking bang mad bitches. I'm not doing that right now. I'm being completely honest. Like, I don't go out every weekend. I'm single now, right? I don't go out every fucking week. I don't wake up on a Saturday morning. It's like, I'm trying to get fucking wrecked tonight. I'm like, no.
But what's funny is that our circle of friends, that like the majority of those guys that are married and kids and all that stuff, they're like, they get like excited a little bit that like guys like us that are single, that they try to like live vicariously through us. And they're like, yo, you need to bang all these girls and like point them out. And like,
that's not exactly
how this works.
We live, like, in the real world.
Like, you guys were single not that long ago. I don't know if you guys remember that. That's not
Well, it's also like a different mentality. Okay. It's like, with that mentality, it's because maybe they're going through the thing of like, well, I can't do that anymore. And, you know, whatever. And if that's the case, then great for you. But that's not how shit works. Like,
it's not. But I don't know.
I've been enjoying going out, having a few drinks, and then going straight back home. Like, yeah. I'm enjoying it. Because now it's like the fighting stopped. I don't got to deal with that shit no more. Like, I'll be honest with you, not having that person there, yeah, it sucks. Because now I'm still in the early stage of it. You know what I mean? I'm sure it's going to get better as it goes on. But not having to deal with the fighting every day, waking up and like, oh, there's no one like chewing my ear off, or all the questions that you get during a relationship, what the fuck you do last night, or who was that, you know? That shit I don't miss at all. Like, that I don't miss. But I'm at the stage where I just want to be the best version of myself. When I get there, I'll get there. I'm 30. I just turned 30. I'm not in a rush. I've been there. Yeah, Jess, I'm 30. Okay? I've been there. Did it suck? It sucked. But eventually I'll get there again. And when the time is right, I'll be there.
Exactly.
You know, you go through shit. There's nothing you can do about it. You can't just be like, you know what? Let me go back in time. I'll change. There's nothing you can do. You went through it. You got to be strong. Go through it. You'll get over it. You may not. You'll probably possibly think about it once or twice here and there.
Yeah, of course.
Because I'm sure when you're about to get engaged again or something, it'll pop up in your head again.
It always does.
It's part of life. It's life. You can't do nothing about it.
I know.
I mean, both of you need to realize that it could have went down a much very different road where it could have been much worse.
Could have been much worse, or it could have been much better. It's just,
exactly.
It's
who knows?
You know?
Like, if all that shit wasn't going on, like, who knows where I would be? I don't know. But
right. Things could have ended on a much worse note than it did.
Right. But and I know, like, the saying of, like, oh, you know, you should live with no regrets. People say that. But in all reality,
no regrets.
And it's the same thing when people
say, not even a single letter.
Not a single letter.
It's like when people say, like, oh, you know, time heals all wounds. That's not true.
No, like, it's definitely not. It's a bunch of bullshit.
I don't think it's bullshit. It does get easier to deal with it in time.
Yeah, but it's still there.
It's always going to be there.
And it still happened, but my whole thing is like...
You're not understanding. The quote is not, time does not fully heal your wounds.
No, they say time heals all wounds.
Yeah, but not fully healed. It heals to an extent. But it's
whole thing is saying that...
It's always going to be in your memory of what happened.
If time healed all wounds, you wouldn't have any scars.
Boom.
Look at me. Fucking two in a row. Two
drop
in a
that
row.
Mic. And sometimes, and sometimes Pasquale does not say the craziest things like this, enlightening on this podcast. So I'm very proud of you tonight.
You know, usually it's stupid shit.
It's literally, I got
it's just dumb shit coming right out of it. It's just straight out of my mouth. It's the dumbest thing in the world. But
I do regret that I should have said something along the lines of ending it sooner. I had so many opportunities to.
Right.
And that is what I do regret. But I was too busy focused, and I was too busy looking at what everybody else had in, like, the dog in the fight that they had. I was like, well, I can't let them down, so.
Right. When you try to please everyone else around you.
You forget to please yourself.
You think you're being the noble person, like, you know, I'm going to make everybody happy, and I'll figure my own shit out when – you kind of need to do the opposite and be a little selfish and be like, look, I'm not happy. Fuck everybody else. I need to figure out my shit first. Mm-hmm. And if they're not happy with it, then they're going to have to deal with it. But, you know, it's funny how that works. You know, you think you're doing the right thing for everybody else when really there are moments where you should be more selfish and figure out your own shit. But not, it's hard to say when is that time.
Agreed.
And
like my friend said, because I was like, she was like, but I understand, like, when did you start feeling like this? I was like, I've been feeling like this for a while. And I thought that I was in just like a funk. And she was like, Jess, people stay in a funk for like a couple of days, a couple of weeks, not months. So
right.
That's when you should have said something.
But it like for me, I had I had feelings too, like during the whole thing. But, like, then you start to think about, you know what, maybe it's just because I know everything's going to change. Like, I'm going to be married, and then we're going to, you know, live together. Because we never lived together. So.
Oh, neither did we.
So, but that's what I'm saying. Like, at one point, you start thinking to yourself, you know what? Like, yeah, the fighting's going on, but maybe it's because I know everything's going to change. Like, it's going to be like a 360. Well, then you start to think, like, okay, maybe I'm just getting, like, the jitters or something. It's right. The wedding planning, the stressfulness, or whatever it's going. So you're like, you know what? Maybe I'm bugging. Until that one day where you're like, you know what? I'm not bugging anymore. I can't be bugging for this long.
It's not all these other things. It's you real know? Problems.
That's like when the line was, once you're married, everything will be better. I'm like, actually, no, it's going to be a lot worse. I'm going to probably like lose my mind.
Yeah, because you're going to have, like I said before, you're going to have bigger problems. You're going to have real fucking problems.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I have real problems, but they're going to get realer.
Yeah. That, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Problems become more real.
Basically, I wanted to get you on here because I thought that this was a very interesting story. And then, you know, there are a lot of people out there, like those people that we know, people that we don't know, that listen to us or whatever, that are in like these unhealthy relationships that they've been in them for so long that they go through with stuff that they don't even realize that they probably shouldn't. You know, they just put their head down and go through with marriages and kids and whatnot. And like, you know, the amount of single mothers that we know from years back. Like,
sick.
You know,
so many.
They've all made these decisions that they probably shouldn't have with people that they shouldn't have been with. And like, they end up in these weird situations where, you know, maybe somebody whispering in their ear, like, you know, you don't have to go through with this. You know, you can start over. It's not too late to start over, like, ever. No matter how old we are, like, there's no date where you go, oh, man, I'm kind of tied to this person for X amount of years. I have to marry them, I guess. But there are a lot of people that do think like that.
I just want to throw this out there for like, the people that if you know anyone that's getting married and you're, like, if you have a best friend that's getting married, okay, and you see the shit that goes on every day, sit your fucking friend down and have a conversation with them. Make sure
your friends are okay, man.
Just make sure that they really fucking talk them. Just talk to them and make sure they really want to fucking go through with this before they go through with it.
The crazy thing is that all my friends knew I wasn't okay, and I had friends like flat out say to me, I am really worried about you, and we need to talk, like, right now.
See, no offense to you guys. I didn't have that because, honestly, like, no one really knew what
Yeah, but you know, it goes both ways because you didn't really express how bad things were either.
I wasn't telling anybody what was going on. None of my friends knew. Like, they knew the problems of it, but none of my friends knew about the cheating or anything like that until everything was over. Because, first of all, here's the thing. People who are in the situation, like, let's keep this 100, right? I am not the only person who cheats, okay? No. I'm not the only person who cheated. But I'm one of the very few who will come up on a platform and be like, yes, I cheated. Like,
that is 100% true.
No one wants to admit to that shit. No one ever wants to make themselves look worse than they feel and they are.
Yeah, right. Well,
goes back to being
perfect example is like the last relationship I was in, that person still denies cheating to this day when they are with that person.
It doesn't, it's just,
what, you know, like, why would you could, you might as well just admit it now. Like,
sick,
you guys are together. Like,
that blows my mind,
right? You're like, you guys are a real couple. Yes, yes.
Well,
but I mean, there's plenty of people like that.
So, just
plenty of people like that.
Like, at the end of the day, you just need to own your shit, and that's it.
And that's it.
I have a question for you. If you can give, like, any advice to people who are listening that are planning to get engaged or are engaged or any small or big words that you want to shout out or let them know.
One thing I always tell my friends is just like, at the end of the day, it's you and the person you're marrying, or it's you and, you know, whoever. Whether you're marrying them, you're living with them, whatever. You do what you want to do. Like, if you two are going to be happy because you have like this at the wedding, but nobody else is going to like it, fuck everybody else. It's your wedding. At that day, is it about just you two? And the other thing too is that in all reality, you're not going to please everybody. Everyone is going to hate your colors, hate the place, hate the food, hate this. Everyone's going to have an opinion of why would you do it there, or why would you do that, or why would you put this one, or you're really inviting that. Like, there's so many opinions that go into it, and you're never going to please anybody, so you shouldn't even strive to.
No.
The only person you should be striving to please is you and the person that you're with. Because at the end of the day, that's the only one that matters.
We get that kind of criticism with our podcast from people that don't know shit about doing a podcast that try to critique our shit.
It's
obviously not. It's, I know it's not the same thing, but it's funny that's what popped into my head.
Like, no, it's true, though.
People try to give us advice on what we should be doing with a podcast when they are not podcast experts. The same thing with
podcasts.
They're not wedding experts, or they're not food experts.
No one's a fucking life expert. That's all bullshit. Right. Like, and everything happens.
Don't you love half the people giving you the advice are fucking single?
Right.
Like, it's okay.
Like, all right, because
your relationship track record has gone so well that I'm going to take advice from you.
Your responses. Yeah. I'm in a much better place.
Well, now you're in a much better place.
No, I'm saying, right. When people try and give you advice on anything, like, I'm in a better place.
Yeah.
You want to, and that's the thing. You can't please everybody. You have to know that you're not going to be able to do that. And it's I tell this to my mother all the time. I'm like, you're not going to please everybody and everybody's not going to like you. The more that you come to terms with that, the happier you will be. Stop giving a shit about what people think about you. Because the more that you care what people think about you, the more you're going to drive yourself into this fucking grave that you're already digging. Because in reality, we're all very hard on ourselves. I am my own worst critic. I can tell you right now, everything that's
wrong
with me.
We might be, but majority of everybody else, they might not be so hard on themselves.
No, everyone has their insecurities where they're hard on themselves. Like, they might not be psychotic, crazy hard on themselves. Like, I'm psychotic, crazy hard on myself.
Yeah.
But everyone's hard on themselves in some aspect. But if I literally cared about what every single person thought of me, I would have left the country. I would have left. I would have been like, ciao. Like, you, goodbye.
You also would have been a completely different person.
Right. I would.
You wouldn't even be yourself anymore.
And at the same time, like, my biggest thing I say at work to the guys too, I'm like, if you don't got you, no one's got you. If you're not the number one person on your team, who's on your team then? Because no one.
So what do you think What do you think today we're going to rule on? It's better to do you than please everybody else?
100%.
That's unanimous, right?
Mm-hmm. What's that? What's that quote? Are people
going to wait to hit the thing?
Yeah, he's been waving that thing all day. What's that quote? People are going to be mad anyway, so do whatever the fuck you want or some it's shit like truth. That.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess
in closing, this was phenomenal. I appreciate you opening up your box of shit for us.
Yeah, and we're glad that you're doing okay.
Yeah, I hope that it wasn't too stressful for you. I told you it was going to be pretty smooth and easy.
Well, like I said, I was afraid of like the awkward silence. Like sits here and kind of looking at each other.
No. Silence. You listen to our podcast. Do we ever shut the fuck up?
Man, how long do you know me?
But I also feel like it also depends on the guest. Like I could have came on here and been like,
oh no, there's no way, not with us.
No. Oh no, not me. No, not even me though, because I love to talk.
Yeah,
and
we know.
I talk about a lot of shit.
We definitely know.
I know.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yeah, we appreciate you coming on and being real.
The famous saying that I live by is that I may not be perfect, but at least I'm always me.
Okay, what?
Ooh.
Yo, quotes to fucking it's dropping so, on this podcast?
So. All right.
Yo, I'm all telling right. you right now, quotes are dropping on this fucking podcast like crazy.
All right, so before we go, I'm going to ask you one thing. In 2020, if you got abducted by aliens...
Oh, I was afraid you were going to answer this. I don't believe in aliens, but I believe in ghosts.
Fuck!
All right. I'll take one out of two.
I believe in ghosts. I don't believe in... Listen, I know, and I agree with Sean's, like, theory that we cannot be ignorant to think that we are the only living beings in this galaxy that we are currently in. But I don't see it. I don't get it. I don't believe it. You got to give me hard proof. Bring the alien with the UFO to my house. Like, that's the only way.
And not that fucking video shit. It's like, oh, look, UFO.
No, I want it like in the flesh.
Word. Wait on it. It's coming this year. Don't worry.
And go ahead.
Another question we ask everyone on the podcast. But if you have something about the aliens, go ahead and finish before I ask you.
Well, is it in Men in Black when they like shoot the thing and like the dogs can talk? Like you can hear what the dog is saying. Am I making this up?
You might be. No, but I think I know what you're talking about.
The dog was like, an alien from the start.
Right. Okay. Well, that's, I was going to say, if they have the gun where you can interpret what dogs are saying, I also want one because I would love to know what mine are saying to me all the time.
That's what the alien's specialty
well,
is.
Well, when you bring the alien here, tell them
make
to
sure
bring
he brings
that.
The gun.
I want the party favor. Thank you.
Copy that.
Another question we ask right now, what's the one thing things are opening up again, but what's the one thing you miss doing that you can't do anymore right now?
Okay. So I love eating. I love food. I also love working out. So I really miss going to the gym.
And then stuffing your face?
Stuffing in, like sitting in the place to stuff my face. I hate eating outside. I
honestly
despise eating outside.
Me too.
Always have.
Well, I think it's only because of how this New York atmosphere is lately. Like the humidity, the rain.
This is
not outdoor eating weather.
Never mind that. It was on a regular day. I hated eating outside. It's the humidity. It's bugs. It's people who are walking by, looking in your plate. Like, pull up a chair. Join me at that fucking.
But like, even when things were normal, it's like you want to sit outside. No.
No.
I never want to sit outside.
I never picked
outside. You want to sit in the fucking beaming sun on the deck? No, I'd rather sit in the air conditioner.
Yes.
Because I die. I don't do well in heat.
But
the water's there. Yeah, the water's I can see the water from inside too.
Sit me next to a window. Yeah. Thank you. Like, I'm so good.
I will bring an iPad and just put crazy landscapes as we eat dinner on the table. There's your fucking background.
Dinner with a view.
Is there a place that has that doesn't have outside seating that you miss?
Yeah.
Are you gonna tell me what it is?
You
miss
it's
anything?
All of them. Yeah. It's all of them. It's my pizzeria.
My pizzeria has outside seating.
My pizzeria does not. So you know what I do?
Are they even open?
Oh yeah, they're open. Oh. I go there. I get my pizza. And they say to me, you'll be right back. I'm like, yep, I eat it in my car. And then I go and get another slice and I will eat it in my car because I have a thing that the pizza tastes better when it's at the place. So I will go back and forth like a psychopath. I don't give a shit.
So you won't get two slices at once?
No, I do not do that.
And go back
in. I like my pizza like burning the entire inside.
Oh, right.
Like when the cheese takes off the fucking, your skin.
I completely forgot about that quality about you.
That's one thing I can't eat. I'm like, bro, you put it in there for 5 seconds, take it out. I'm good.
That is legitimately the one thing I don't miss about you. Oh, man.
What, that I would make you sit there? Like, I make anyone sit there with me for hours.
No, because if fucking her slice was in the oven for 15 minutes, then my slice had to be in the oven for 15 minutes. Because I didn't want to eat, like, separately.
Alone.
Yeah, you know? And my fucking slices were on fire.
If you hand me my slice and I can't hold it in my hand because it's too fucking hot, I don't want it. It's too hot.
But that's not even just my pizza. All of my food needs to be piping hot.
No.
All of it.
I need to, when you put it down in front of me, I don't want to be going,
yeah.
I want to dig in.
Yeah.
My food needs to be piping hot. My beverages need to be ice cold. And that's the only way that I live. Nothing is ever at room temperature.
So recap on 2020. You don't believe in ghosts?
No, that's not 2020.
I believe in ghosts, no aliens. Okay.
Correct.
That's not even 2020. That's just life.
Right.
Your pizzeria does not have outdoors.
No, it doesn't.
What else did we ask her? That's it. Those are all the questions we asked.
The Rona stuff, ghosts, aliens.
We can't ask.
That's normal.
What's the first thing you're going to do when everything opens? Because it opened up already.
And believe it or not, the first thing I did was hang out with my friends like in person. Me and my friends used to do like big Zooms every week, but that became
Let me tell you something.
Wait, hold on. There's one person I know. There's one who I'm trying to think.
Walk out of this house,
bro,
I am going to have the biggest fucking party. Hopefully we have t-shirts by then because it's going to be a giant, like a parade. Right,
listen.
I'm holding the two of you I'm bringing everybody that I had on a guest on this podcast out to dinner because I love free food.
You know what? That's actually not a bad idea.
So listen, we'll invite you to dinner in 2023 when Sean leaves this fucking house.
Meet me outside my pizzeria. I'll be eating in my car.
You'll get the invite in the mail. But it's still going on when everything really, we are going to all go out to.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Down.
Yeah. So
yeah,
thank you.
Pretty much. Thanks for coming.
Yeah, thanks for coming.
Anytime.
Keep tuning in, and I'm sure we'll bring you back for something else that we could dig our teeth into.
I can't wait.
Thank you.
I want to know about that story that you brought up.
Oh, at my job?
Yeah.
Well, that's some wild-ass shit.
We'll do that a lot.
That is some wild-ass shit that when I was telling my therapist, actually, the other day, her face was like, and I was like, this it really did happen.
And guess what? And they probably hear some wild shit for fucking Dr. G to make a face.
Right. I think she cringes every time she meets with me. She's like, I don't know what's going to come out of this girl's mouth now.
Good old Dr. G.
Oh, shit. Jessica's back.
All right, guys. We out.
Yeah.
Bye, guys.
Later.